It's like your dialect stories. It isn't what's correct isn't interesting. It's what actually people say. I might answer yes. Yesterday we what the stump.
We did what?
Yesterday, what did we do to the stump? You're talking about dragging it. Yesterday we...
Well, they say drug.
They drug it.
Past tense. Drag.
And if you're talking about riding a nervous horse, riding him, you might say, has that horse ever been...
ridden?
And you say, yes, yesterday someone...
rode him?
And if we're talking about ringing a bell, you can ask, has that bell been...
rung?
And you say, yes, this morning they...
rang the bell?
And if we're talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun...
risen?
And you say, yes, at 6 o'clock this morning it...
rose?
And...
they say that now. They say that now, rose.
Rose?
Rise, rose, and risen.
Uh-huh. Did they ever say riz? The sun is
riz. Riz, I've heard it said. Said.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I used to hear that. I don't hear so much of it now.
You don't.
No. Mm-hmm.
And talk about diving into a lake. Has he...
dove?
Has he dove? And yes, yesterday he...
did?
He did in. Uh-huh. And if we're talking about children growing up, you might say, have all their children...
grown up?
And you say, yes, years ago they, talking about growing up, you say, yes, years ago they...
I am saying growed.
Growed up?
Growed up.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And you say that you...
me still, good to you.
Uh-huh. If you're giving your age, you say, I what, am 81?
81.
Say, I am?
I am 81.
Do you ever hear anybody say, I be 81 or not?
Yes, I've heard that.
Do they use it anymore, do you think?
I don't hear very much of it.
Mm-hmm. And if you say, are you, if I ask you, are you tired, you might say, no, I, what?
Pooped.
What would be the verb there? No, I,
Tired?
I am not, or I ain't, or I hain't, or what?
Well, that's kind of a little Scottish word, ain't and hain't.
Uh-huh.
Ain't and hain't, and erin and erin.
Yes.
I think it comes from the Scottish.
Uh-huh. You say, no, I hain't.
I ain't. At least I hain't.
I hain't, or I ain't. Which one?
Well, I used to hear say hain't.
Hain't.
They put an H to it.
I see. And you might say, I don't chew tobacco, but he... I don't chew tobacco, but he...
does?
And you say,
he
I...
do?
He, do you ever hear that? He
yeah.
do?
He do, yeah.
Do you still hear it?
Did you know something difficult for me? I've cultivated the use of the best English that I was capable of mastering, but it's hard for me to go back to that stuff
mm-hmm.
that I used to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But if it suggested to me, I told you you're going to have to leave me, kind of.
Sure.
When you go back into those things, I recall then that I heard it.
Then you remember.
But if you ask me, I'd give you more elegant word,
what
perhaps.
You say.
Mm. But that's not what you want.
Well, that's exactly right. I'll suggest what I've heard, and
well,
you tell me
if
you,
I've heard it.
If you hear it in this area.
That bad jack that they used to sew the logs on, I didn't ever get into my vocabulary somehow or other.
Mm-hmm.
That sawhorse, you know. Wooden horses.
I used
those.
Yeah.
They used those around the place, and I learned that, and I heard people talk about it. But that other, I didn't...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what...
came from that.
That's why it's good to use a tape recorder so we can take our time, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
let's get these out.
I don't mind. I feel I'm serving a useful cause, a good cause.
All right, sir. Would you put a word into these sentences? I thought you... what's coming with us?